Okay. All right, so we're tasked with the committee for cleaning. And what I can remember from when we talked about it last board meeting was it would probably be not a good idea to, nor that we can even hire someone who is an employee, who's on staff here. So, is that right?
Correct. If I can let you know what I found out, I spoke with Cheyenne and to get some, I was talking with her and they needed some cleaning done and theirs, and they were going to use a county employee and they cannot do it. It is a conflict of interest, even though you would be issued a 1099, the county will not allow an employee to come in and clean a county building. If they were doing something totally separate, like a second job somewhere else, you know, that is acceptable. But you cannot issue, like one of our staff to come in after hours because it is a conflict of interest.
Okay, so now we need to talk about hiring someone, and there's a service.
Yes, so there is, Renee does, she does the county buildings and the annex.
You and I spoke over the phone.
Yes, and she is bonded, insured, she's background checked, and she has a young girl, she has another girl that works with her. And they came in and was talking to me, because whoever does has to be bonded, insured, has to have a background check, because we have to give them a key and a password. So to me, the best thing was, okay, well, I called Cheyenne and I said, can you find out, you know, who does the counties? Because I knew there was a girl that did it and maybe they want to take on this. And so they threw a couple people. She called me and she came in and talked to me. And then the next time she brought in the girl that works with her. And that does take, when Renee takes time off or needs to go somewhere, she has a backup that is fully fledged and being able to work at the county and do stuff. And so talk to them, and they were asking the specs on what is required. And the girls and I have discussed that. What is it something that is most needed? And so we talked about that. They are supposed to call me back today if it is something they want to take on, and what they would charge, and what would be, you know, if they drew up a contract, what it would require. And it would be almost similar. They have contracts they have signed on. And in the meantime, I called my sister. She had in Tupelo, she has a huge cleaning corporation. She handles businesses, libraries, banks, and says, what, even though it's Mississippi, what is your, I need your input on this. What do you charge? We're looking at so many square feet. We're looking at, you know, this is talking to the girls, what we require, which is basically doing once a week, having the floors mopped and swept, and then somebody through the, you know, little by little, because you can't do it all in one night, you know, throughout the month, dusting and then cleaning the doors. Mopping the bathroom floor, but everything else we have to do on a daily basis. And you know, like wiping, because we have to use that bathroom, we don't, and so for our sake, because of all the traffic we get, we really can't leave it to somebody else. But having somebody do the floors and mopping and vacuuming and mopping and dusting is something, it is hard to get done here. So with that, they were supposed to call back and see if it's something that they would be interested in.
Is the girl that works for Renee, is she working under Renee's company if she does this, or is she doing this as a separate thing?
It would be upon her. She's already bonded and insured through the county.
Renee or the other girl?
The other girl that, okay. And I apologize for not remembering her name.
That's okay.
But if she does it, it will be, you know, her, she would be the one that the 1099 would be issued to. But she would still do, if she, you know, she would still fill in for Renee whenever she, because she's Renee's backup with the county and the annex and everything. And, but doing it once a week is, you know, what we really, you know, anymore. I mean, we empty the trash out. We cannot leave trash. So it's something we, and it is, it's almost too much to have someone come in here twice a week, once a week to do something. And if they, there's things they won't touch the counters. There's no need for them. We pick up after ourselves, but there's no need for any counters, you know, back in there to anything be done. And usually when you have a cleaning company, you know, they're looking, not messing with the, not messing with desks or anything, but they're looking at the trash cans, they're looking at the floors and, you know, and the bathrooms, but, and, you know, and dusting is what basically a lot of companies want. So with that, they are supposed, she's supposed to let us know. If she decides not to, then it's, we're going to have, I don't, we're going to have to find somebody else, because whoever it is, the bonding insured, they have to have a background check, and it's not the $9.99 background check we have done. Mm-hmm. And then they have to have a key, and we have to give them a code. So,
mm-hmm. So we don't, do you know of anyone if that one doesn't work out? Mm-mm. I don't.
No.
I can reach out through Renee and find out if she knows any other people, if they accept not, if they decide not to. But she's been around a long time and has been doing this a long time. And I'm sure usually when you have cleaning, when you're in that field, you basically you know a lot of other people that do it. Either they've worked with them or word by mouth. The other thing is, it's you want to find somebody that is not too far away, because they want to make it worth their while. If they're having to come from Harrison or, you know, way up, you know, somewhere else, it will. The my sister says you've got to look at it that way. They want to make it worth their while. Mm-hmm. So I
okay,
just
okay. So from here, going from here, we have a board meeting Monday, right? Mm-hmm. Of this upcoming Monday, so.
I should know today. They are supposed to call me today to give me yay or nay. And if they do yay, then they need to bring me a contract or what they expect and what they would want to pay.
Like a quote. So once you hear from
Renee,
you would it be a good idea for you to give Danielle, and since the two of us are on the committee, a call?
Mm-hmm. And I'd be glad to.
Update us, and mm-hmm. then if she can't do it, or if it sounds to the either of us that like it's too high, or
right,
that we should maybe you and I make an effort, or the three of us, to find another.
Find. My talking to my sister, and she has given a quote from Tupelo area, but we're dealing with the economic levels almost the same as Tupelo in this. And I said, if you had so many square feet, what would be a charge? And I said, is $50 an hour? She goes, oh gosh, no. You wouldn't want anything over 40, you know, 45. You would want to keep it, because if they're not doing trash, if they're not, you know, cleaning the kitchen area, and they're not doing the bathrooms, and they're not coming in more than once a week. So it gives us a goal of an idea, you know, of someone else's opinion that is in the industry.
Is she quoting $40 to do
she
the whole floor?
She is not. She has not given me a quote.
No, I mean your sister. Is she recommending $40 for the whole floor or $40 an hour?
It would be $40 an hour.
Okay.
No, it would
that's
be.
That's her recommendation.
That's okay. Yeah, that would that was just from a recommendation from somebody that claimed it. So, and that is she would come in and she, whatever she did, it would be, you know, because it's going to take, you know, if you come, you know, and you clean, you know, you've got to look at, it's not hard to sweep and mop, but it is a big area. Sadly, if they, and I explained, if you broke up these shelves into certain sections and divided it up within a month or trips, then you would turn around and be able to you know, get it done. But you can't expect someone to come in here with the duster and get all these shelves done in a night.
What do you think? Well, okay, one of the other questions I had was our background check that we do, what all does it cover? I forgot.
It is going to cover the state and the county, and it is covering if there is any if they're listed as child molesters or if there is a crime and what the county has recorded.
Okay.
It is not going to list outside the state.
Okay.
I mean, in certain things. If they are, it'd be best if I just turn around, I can get a printout for you and you can see that.
Okay.
Because I may use the wrong term, and using the wrong terms can mean totally different things. But it's not the most in-depth as it is what, if someone is in Hawaii and, you know, they're in for, you know, they've been fired from somewhere for theft or something.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times if it's over a large amount or under a certain amount, but I believe what they do with the county for employees would be what we go through when we're tested. And it is more in detail than what we do for the library. Our main thing for the library is to make sure of certain things.
Mm-hmm. Do you think maybe we should get 3 quotes total?
That sounds like a good idea. If
even if the girl that works for Renee willing to do it,
you want to get 3 other quotes?
It's just an idea.
That's gonna. I can ask them. I'd have to find out from them about who else.
You know, if you're comfortable, if you feel like some people don't want to.
Yeah, because if you're asking for a quote, and then you're asking, you know, but to find it, I'd have to ask around also with different people. I can call, and I have friends and people I can call to find out who they use that are reputable people that would have a decent person. I can get that. I would have to start calling today to start getting a list of people, and I wouldn't get an answer back. I definitely wouldn't get an answer back before the board meeting.
Okay.
On those, it would have to at least give me another week to get it, and
that's fine. We can make an effort to
so that we
present it to the board.
But I just knew right away because the county already had somebody, and if they're already cleaning county buildings, though we're not county,
the board we'll present to the board. The board may decide, well, let's just go with her. You know, she's within.
Yeah. And but I can call around today and get
especially if it's extremely reasonable or something like that.
Yeah. So we.
Okay. So that sounds good. I mean, only other thing I can think of is, or we agree, Danielle, that it sounds like that's basically the cleaning needs are cleaning needs that Anita is talking about. You know. So for me to call, you know, Brandy, she has a cleaning service, you know, and we're going to tell her, well, she says, what do you need to do? What's going to need to be done? Is a cleaning person like your sister even able to make a good quote without coming up here to look?
My sister's been in it since she was 24. And she is now 63. She started out cleaning houses. Within a year, she had branched out to companies. And she is a very large, she has grown to where she does banks. But she still has dental offices. She has different company offices. And she has employees. And every business that she attributes and she has in her company, it is based on the square footage and what is required. So it is the duties that are needed and kind of, okay, the square footage. And then she has come out and looked at the building. She does do that. But her qualifications
in general, she's on target.
in her experience, and she is a very sought-after company. And I went there just because of her knowledge and experience, and just to get some guidance, because, you know, to me, you need something like that, and someone comes in and says, well, I'm going to charge you $100, you know, and you don't have the knowledge of what it takes, and it right. is, so she has that knowledge and guidance for that. But my sister has been to this library.
Oh, she is?
Yes, she has visited me before. Yeah, so it's not like a...
Okay, so you said we need somebody to mop the floor, dust the bookshelves, and that was that it?
Yes, they will go in and they will sweep and mop the floors once a week. And every week that they come, they will work around, you know, choosing aisles or, you know, to dust certain sections. And then they will also, that will include mopping the bathroom floor also. And it includes sweeping and mopping the office areas in the back break room area. So it's all the floors. And then they will also clean and dust around the door frame.
Okay.
And
want them to wash the windows or anything?
They cannot. That's why we're just having them do the door. When you get up here, you're going to need a maintenance man to get up there.
Well, unless, I mean, like maybe the glass door?
That's what I included in that.
Okay.
Was the door to dust that area and to wash the windows on that.
Okay, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you?
Mm-hmm. And you said vacuuming too?
Oh, yeah, you have to vacuum before. Yep.
Before you sweep?
You don't sweep, but you vacuum. I'm sorry if I said the word sweep. We have all the equipment. They vacuum and then they mop.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually they'll go around dusting whatever section they're going to dust in the books, because that is the biggest thing. Don't reach up and touch.
But the staff does the bathroom.
We wipe down the bathroom every night.
Because you're here. Yeah.
We use it and... And
you do the trash.
Yes, you cannot leave that trash. It has to go out every day.
Our cleaning person won't really have to do.
They're not doing the trash at all. We take out the trash every night. We get
in the bathroom. They really won't have to do the bathroom.
They're not. They just gonna. They can mop the bathroom floor when they do everything else.
The other thing that I was going to ask is, after we get a head librarian, do you think that there will be enough time for the staff after hour or to do overtime if anybody wanted to?
And then we cannot do that.
No overtime.
Oh, you mean
not
do it as...
Not 10-9, but overtime.
That it would never be overtime.
Okay.
We can never be paid overtime. It has to go into comp time.
Okay.
But that would have to get approved by the board. If, because the same way as we have set in on meetings, that time goes to comp, and then, so it would almost where, we have tried it, where we have done, you know, if you're working on Saturday, come in and do a little bit extra, that would have to be approved for the comp time. Mm-hmm. That is not... If they give the head librarian the authority to make that decision and to do it, but that whatever they do, it was are almost where they, let's say, okay, you take this time off during the day, or you come in early that day and do it, and then you turn around and you... you would take the time off otherwise, where you do a balance is you take time here.
And so you only have 40 hours.
Yes.
I guess the reason I was asking is because I almost wondered, would it be like if one of the staff was interested after we get in head librarian, they could make a little extra, but I didn't realize it could always be comp time.
Has to always be comp time.
So earlier when we were talking about the conflict of interest,
that's a 10. What she was saying, that was a 1099. That is when they work their 40 hours here, and then let's say later, like at 7 o'clock, they come back and they clean the library, and the county gives them a 1099. totally separate from their salary pay.
Which would be like we're treating them like a self-employed
person. They would have to issue a W-9 and then in turn be issued a 1099. So the county would identify them as a cleaner and it would not be tied into their actual salary. But the conflict of interest is the thinking that, well, what if they do work while they're at work or they do less you know, it affects their work.
It's too close to what they're doing. Mm-hmm.
So that.
But we may be able to do the other one where you're saying where it's not another. It's not a 1099.
It would have to. But now, right now, okay. So that may sound good on paper, but right now you've got four people here. Yes, when you have a head librarian, you have a fifth person here, but you've got to look at. We take off time, like, let's say I work Saturday, and I work the Saturday hours. The following week, I have to take that time off already. So if I work 10 to 2 on Saturday, I have to take that time off during the week. So that shortens the amount of people that are here. The staff. So now if you're doing that and you're wanting that to be done, then now you're addressing the issue of...
Maybe shorthanded.
Yeah, and so now we're trying to balance. Okay, you clean, you do this. And it can get a little, if anybody else is already, if they're out sick or if they've got a vacation. And so that can, you know, be a way, you know, a thing on it. But any where they came in extra would have to be approved as comp time, and that's not something that
doesn't sound like that's a good idea.
Okay. I mean, it's something that whoever is the head librarian and is discussed in, if something they want to address, that's something that has to. It'll take a little bit of a balancing act because you're already looking at Saturdays or it's like with us we have. Four, and we had one go on vacation that had to get done before the end of the year, and we had three, and then, you know, something happened, someone got sick, you got two, and we've been down
how many are there of you now?
There's only four of us, and that's requiring, you know, not just processing the books. We're not just doing, you know, just sitting here doing the, you know, the check-in and check-outs. We have cataloging to do. There are late fees or people to contact. There is handling, you know, the bills and other, you know, we got programs coming up today. And so you're trying to get programs ready. And it's a lot. But now you've got, you know, like with me and Stacey trying to handle all these other things. And then knowing that someone's got to take off for something else besides Saturday, it can get a little...
That's all I've got.
Okay.
Is there anything else you've got?
Well, sounds good to me, too. So we'll just present at the next board meeting.
Okay. So if you get more quotes, bring them
Monday. I will call. Okay. I don't think I would get anybody in here today to get quotes.
Probably
I will
not.
Make phone calls to get names of people that can recommend me good people, which means calling friends that have a business that requires not someone that just cleans houses. You're going to need someone that has cleaned a business. So, you know, reaching out to people that
you
have.
Could maybe. I wonder who cleans Walmart, you know, and flipping
They have dedicated employees up there that do that. I'm talking about like you got, like Davenport or other local businesses that have alarm systems and have people that they have to have trust. And so it's just basically reaching out to my...
I think CentOS does first service.
CentOS?
Mm-hmm.
And that may... And so that would be, you know, calling up, you know, Bank of 1889. It's calling people that have to have a higher clearance. They have to be bonded and insured. And getting those people, because you can't just get someone that cleans houses.
You want me and Danielle to call?
I've got about five people in my head. I can make the phone calls. Yeah. It's not a problem.
But it's probably true, like you said earlier, that there probably aren't that many people in our area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. and they that have
they are licensed, bonded, mm-hmm. and insured.
And you want them local. You don't want them coming from Branson. You don't want them coming from Harrison because you want to make it. It has to be worth their while to come in and get the money for that.
Yeah.
If you were paying them a higher and they going from floor to ceiling and you were paying a large amount, you know, but to come in and.
Okay, well,
but I'll be glad to get back. Monday I'll have, I'll let you know what I find from the phone calls.
Okay. Sounds good.
I think that's it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Are we ready to adjourn?
Yeah.
Okay.